Welcome to the Community Podcast from your friends at the Community Paper. I'm Nick Jorgudiu, the managing editor, and I'm here with one of our talented writers, my favorite writer, please don't tell any of the other writers, Elizabeth Campbell. Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm in the UK at this exact moment, studying at a publishing course over here. So that's exciting and also a little scary.
That's amazing. And this is what happens with, we find amazing people. Like, we don't make you into amazing. You were amazing before. And we just harness that power for good.
Thank you. I do think you do that. So.
Yes. Thank you for doing everything that you do for us and for taking that course over there. I'm sure we're going to learn a lot from you because I would like to hear everything about it. It'll be like I'm living vicariously through you.
For sure.
Speaking of living vicariously, I got a chance to go down to the Winter Park Veterinary Hospital this week, not for any other reason than I got to visit their doggy play camp because we wanted to take some pictures and get to know the people who run it a little bit more. And I was wondering, do you have, as a photographer, as a great photojournalist, what is the best camera for taking pictures of dogs when they're trying to lick your face?
Oh, that's such a good question. So I feel like I have to say I'm a Canon girly. So I know people have their Nikon moments, their Fujifilm moments, but the absolute best camera to take pictures of dogs on is a Canon. If you are an early camera person, a Canon Rebel is perfect. Go with that one. But if you want to take film, also Canon makes great film cameras. So yes. I would vote that. So you have kind of a nostalgic feel while this dog is like actually attacking you, but in the most lovingly way possible.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. So next time I go, maybe you can come with me.
I'd love to.
I'll just lay down on the ground and you can just take pictures. It was a lot of fun. And they take really good care of the dogs there. The dogs will come out in different groups. So if there's smaller dogs or shyer dogs, they'll bring those out together. They get 60 to 90 minutes of playtime, and Ooh. Then they go back, and then maybe the bigger dogs that like to jump around a little bit more and roughhouse, they get to come out. So it's really well done in the way that they do it. So if I had a dog, they would be there right now. I want to be back there right now. And I'll try to incorporate, I don't know much about technology, but I'll try to incorporate some of the video into this this as well. So if people want to learn more about that, wpvet.com. And now let's get back to Elizabeth and talk a little bit more about some of the stories that you're working on. I love that we have this subject for you to cover, which is photography. It's something you know a lot about. And we have a lot of opportunities in Orlando for people to do photography and go to different labs, including one called Not Another Film Lab, which you profiled a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, it was just a couple months ago. It is an absolutely amazing place. It's like my happy spot. It's not only just like a film lab, it is also, they have a Not Another Coffee Co., which is like the cutest thing in the world. So I love going there. I love going to their events. They actually held an event when I was actually reporting this initial story on them, Business Spotlight. They had a photo swap, and it was the first photo swap I had ever been to. And they essentially just had people print out their film photos. Like I said, I love film photography. So I printed out some of my film photos. I exchanged it with some other people. It was a really well-attended event. And to be honest, they are killing the game in terms of film development. They are really fast. They are really good. And honestly, Ashley and Kevin are working their butts off. So I'm hoping that, you know, more people will get involved in going there, taking film photos, processing their archives, stuff like that.
And I don't know if this is the case, but I know they started in Denver. And
yes.
What I'd like to think is that they were looking around for cool cities and they saw Orlando. I'm just
yes.
gonna go with that because I'm, you know, egotistical in that way.
Well, you're not wrong. Ashley started in Denver, Colorado. She was working there with a production company, and she actually decided to start processing her own film. She was taking a lot of film photos while working for this production company, and she ended up going from Miami, because she's a Miami native, to Denver. And so when she came back to Florida, she was like, you know, Orlando's cool. And so she just came. She really did make a home here, and she loves it. And, you know, I think that it really was a draw for her that it's not only Florida, but Orlando's special charm.
That's awesome. Well, and they do, it's mainly going to be film development there, obviously. So good old fashioned film. Do they do digital prints as well?
You can get any type of photography printed there. So
Nice.
they have their film development over here, and then they have their photo printing over here. They'll do both, and they're especially really excited about this archival project where they are taking old negatives and processing them, and they'll give you back the negatives afterwards, of course, but they also give you digital files so that you can keep some of your archival images from your family and from your history, and also have a way to access them via computer.
Right. So converting old stuff into something that you can look at, in a kind of a new light, but
Yes.
then also potentially turn it into a photo book or print them out and do old school photo albums and things like that.
Absolutely.
So one of the reasons we're talking about that too is you've got a follow-up story coming up on them. They're doing a pretty cool project, it sounds like, that I don't know, you might just want to have because it seems like it's a little bit of history.
For sure. So the thing about Not Another is that ever since they started in October of 2022 in Denver and then moved to Orlando in October of 2024. So this year, coming up October 2025, is their 3-year anniversary from that initial location in Denver. And every year anniversary, they have put out a photo book. And so my next story on Not Another is about the photo book they're putting out for their 3rd anniversary. And I'm really excited to talk about it. I'm really excited to talk to Ashley and to Kevin about like what they're envisioning for this photo book. Submissions are open to anyone who has ever developed film at Not Another, either location. But I think that it's really exciting because you're right, it is a piece of history. It's a way to not only think about photography as an art, but also as an archive, something that we can hold on to, that we can learn from, that we can draw upon for future reference. And so it's also very tactile. They use the best paper to print this, the most high quality, glossy, gorgeous paper you've ever seen. And I'm really excited for it myself.
That's very cool because I think that's something, having had those big photo books or seen them or looked at them at different bookstores or gotten them, when it was on a subject I was really interested in. It's been a while since I've been around them, but that's what it kind of throws me back to, somewhere between a photo album, but also there's this kind of randomness to it, right? Like I'm not necessarily going to know what this person was thinking, except through the lens of their camera, which I think is really compelling.
For sure. One of the things that I find really interesting is the resurgence of photography as a popular thing, not only among photographers, but also among just Instagram users or TikTokers or people who have that phone camera. They really just use it to take some of the most interesting pictures I've ever seen. And it's incredible because it branches out from, you have this traditional like medium format film camera versus having an iPhone camera that's obviously digital. And just the way that they're now publishing photo books that are so unique in their creation. So they're not just publishing photo books that are classically, film. They're also publishing iPhone photos. And those things are really coming into play with popular culture, lifestyle brands. One of the most interesting things to me is that here in the UK, photo book publishing has started to come back into popularity. And so it's not just that people want these big coffee table books, it's that they want books that feel good. They want books that they can treasure. They want books that they can show off to their friends. And so one of the things in the UK I'm noticing is that Urban Outfitters is like a huge thing here. So I know it's crazy. So they are like really pushing these sort of lifestyle photography books in places like Urban Outfitters and other lifestyle brands. And it's just, they call them special markets. And the special markets are really, really big here. So I don't know. It's a good day to be a photographer, and even if you're not a photographer, you can learn.
Well, that's another thing that Just to bring it back to another film lab, that's another thing that you do too, right? Is some classes and things like that, workshops.
Yes. So, Not Another is very community oriented. They have a bunch of get-togethers, meetups. They have classes. They have all sorts of things. And you can honestly just, I mean, the thing about Not Another is that you can find your community there. It's not just about fostering community, it's about connecting you to that community. It's not exclusive at all. The really, really cool part of it is that they accept everyone of every walk of life and really every experience level. And so when I'm in town, that's absolutely the place I'm going to be.
And if you're looking for a camera as well, I gotta say that there's a bunch of places in town that you can find a good camera for a good price, and even get it repaired. So Kiwi down the street here, Kiwi Camera Repair is a place that's really interesting and cool. So the camera community here, I think we've written about it before in the community paper, is something that people can get into very easily if they
Yeah,
want to. Yeah.
for sure.
So let's leave it at that. If you want to learn more about Not Another Film Lab, you can go to the Milk District, which is where it's located. You can go to their website and you can go to yourcommunitypaper.com and see the stories that Elizabeth has written about them, and also the story that she is going to write about. Are you going to submit some photos for the book?
Debating. I
Okay.
actually am taking a lot of photos here in the UK, and I'm planning on coming back to Florida and actually going to Orlando and being like, here's my film. Can you please develop this for me? So if they turn out okay, then I'll use those.
Perfect. All right, that's good. If you want to follow the travels and travails of Elizabeth, you can follow her or follow along at ElizabethRoseCampbell.com. Elizabeth with an S. Elizabeth.
Yes.
And if you want to follow us at Community Paper Orlando, you can subscribe to the podcast. Please tell a friend, read the paper, pick it up wherever you pick up papers. And thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Yeah, of course, it's my pleasure.
All right, I will talk to you soon. Be care. Oh no, let me do left-handed because you're in the UK. Right? Is that the thing?
I
Okay, bye. Okay,
don't
the
know.
water rotates a different way. I don't know. Okay, good luck.
Thanks.